Upton goes, sure enough, the pitch high. The throw there, the tag by Johnson. He's out at second base.
Perez trying to hold it here. There goes the runner from second. The pitch is a strike. The throw to third, and they got him.
Runner goes, the pitch, a strike. The throw is a strike. The tag by Escobar. He's out at second base as Aaron Sebia has thrown out his third Ray today.
How about that? Three runners erased on the base paths by J.P. Aaron Sebia. Put them all together, you got the play of the game brought to you by Rogers On Demand. Watch the Jays live from anywhere, online or on the go, at rogersondemand.com. I'm Mike Wilner. This is the Jays Talk. We're taking your phone calls at 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. In the overall, not a good game for the Blue Jays, but a lot of silver linings like that, for example. The Rays trying to run wild on J.P. Aaron Sebia, and he throws out three of the four guys who tried to steal the fourth one, though, against Frank Francisco, who just has no interest at all in holding on to a base runner. That's nothing J.P. could have done with the last one. He also drove in a couple of runs. Edwin Encarnacion and Eric Thames went deep. Another triple for Brett Laurie. This is getting silly already. He's got four in just 21 games. And, of course, the Blue Jays almost turned a 1-5-4-5 triple play in the sixth inning. Kelly Shopik almost bunting into a triple play. Sean Rodriguez sliding into third, safe by an eyelash, would have been the third out. We're taking your phone calls at 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. And to the phones we go. Donald in Toronto, you're going to lead things off.
Thank you, Mike. Good afternoon. First inning, back to the first inning, Bautista was on second. Adam Lynn almost lined one out. It hit, I think, about a foot below on the fence.
Yep.
I could tell right away that ball, you know, that was not going to be caught. What was Bautista doing? And what was Butterfield doing? He should have been in and cooled out.
Yeah,
he should have scored the second run.
I'm not sure if Brian Butterfield could do anything about that, but that was definitely a poor read by Jose Bautista. There's no question
about
that.
It certainly was, and in a one-run game, it turned out to be very important.
Well, it was in the first inning. Who knows how differently the game would have turned out if he had scored one way or the other. I mean,
correct, yeah. You know. I just want to say kudos to Eric Thames. He's been really hitting the ball very well, and when he misses the ball, you know, he doesn't miss by very much. In other words, his focus is very good. So that's the comment I wanted to make.
All right.
Kudos.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. A couple of hits for Eric Thames tonight. He's hitting about 265 since coming out of the slump with an on-base percentage below 330. But he's hitting for power. The slugging percentage is close to 500. He had a fantastic at-bat there in the bottom of the eighth inning when he hit that home run. Fell behind 0-2 and wound up taking it to a ninth pitch. And the ninth one was the one he hit out of the ballpark. He scored two of the Blue Jays' five runs today. Marty is in Aurora. Marty.
Hi, Mike. Quick thing. I disagree with that last caller. Just, the bad read.
Yeah.
I mean, those things are—they're tough to read. It's hard. I mean, it happens so quick. But that's not what I want to talk about.
Yeah, but Marty, you don't have to make an excuse for him. That was a bad read. Jose Bautista knows he should have scored on that ball.
Well, I disagree, but I guess that's what the show's all about.
Seems like.
What I wanted to comment briefly on was Brett Laurie.
Yep.
The intensity that he brings to the game. He is worth the price of admission. There's no question about it. And you know who he reminds me of? And I don't know if you remember watching this guy, because I mean, you're probably a lot younger than me, but Pete Rose, every time he came to play.
I remember Pete Rose vividly, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting comparison. I hope that Brett Laurie would not run over a catcher in an All-Star game, but you never know. It's true. He does bring
intensity,
a real energy and intensity. But there are a lot of guys on this team who are very intense. We saw it last night when Bautista got thrown out of the ballgame. But yeah, Laurie's energy is different, infectious. And
I've never seen anything like it. I mean, he just seems so intense and so happy to be up there. And you know, I just hope he keeps up for that effort. And one last quick thing, with regards to the middle relief pitching and stuff like that, do they have any stats on how many home runs the Jays have given up?
Of course.
I mean, they must be up there, with giving up an awful lot of home runs from their.
With relief home runs allowed, that's what you want me to look up?
Yeah, is there such a thing?
Yeah. I can do that, sure. There's that? Everything.
Okay, that one seems like it's got to be high. And this team is such a frustrating team to watch because they're in there so many times, you know. It's almost like the horse race that keeps on finishing second.
Well, but, I mean, you're not wrong about that. But the question is, and I hate to say it this way, but what did you expect?
No, I mean, you know what? I didn't expect them to be in there as often as they are.
Right. Exactly.
So they're actually doing better than I expected, and it's aggravating because they're coming so close. I mean, they're a threat to win almost every game they're in.
Yep. Yeah, it's true, and that's what makes it more frustrating for the fans. It's true. When you have to temper your expectations based on what this team was supposed to do this year, and it's been very good. As far as relief home runs allowed, the Blue Jays have allowed now 40. Well, it might be updated actually. So let's say 43 home runs allowed by the bullpen, which is tied for fourth in the American League with the Minnesota Twins.
Okay, so they are right up there.
Yep.
Anyhow, great show. We'd like to hear you call some of the games soon, too, okay?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Managed to do 11 this year, so that was pretty swell. And hopefully more to come. We're going to listen to the manager, even though he's not the manager. He's the interim manager. He's the fill-in manager. He's the babysitter manager. But that's okay. John Farrell has pneumonia. He is home. He is recovering. And pneumonia can really, really knock you out. So I would be very impressed if John Farrell's back in uniform tomorrow. And I'll be even more impressed if he's able to keep his eyes open throughout the course of the entire game. But Don Wakamatsu has filled in over the last couple of days, and part of the job of the skipper is to talk to the press, such as it is, after the game. And let's listen in on what Don Wakamatsu had to say.
First off, it's always tough breaking in some young pitching and trying to teach them how to go deep in a ball game because we haven't been able to go deep. I think the bullpen is a little taxed because of that. You look at Jesse Litch giving up the two-run home run. He's thrown three of the last 4 days. You see some signs of that. But with Perez, I think the biggest thing today was he fell behind a little bit. Overall, I thought he kept his composure and battled. It was still a pretty good outing. The only runs that, or the two runs that really hurt him were when he fell behind and got in a 3-0 count. But trying to look at the positives today and. We talk about the offense. We came out of the gate, scored a run, didn't score the second one. But overall, I thought you look at the end of the game, you start seeing some power come back, and that's what we need is to get a little bit more production than we have. But the other positives for me are the defensive play with Laurie at third base, the triple that he hit in the right center, and obviously being a catching guy too is JP. It's something he's worked extremely hard at. To try to improve at, and something we want to see as we go forward is his ability to throw runners out and to have the day he had today against one of the best base running clubs in the game, throw three guys out, and I thought he real close to picking the guy off of first base. So we're going to take that and move forward and try to build on it.
I wanted to ask you about JP. You must take a lot of pride in his progression because I know how hard you've worked with him. Can you just talk a bit about that and throwing three base dealers out today?
Yeah, I think people have to realize how difficult it is to be a rookie and catch in the big leagues and all the responsibility, especially someone that's also has a lot of ability offensively. And I know the average has got to him a little bit this year, but also I think that the intangibles have been the positive intangibles have been his ability to grow as a game caller and his ability to handle a pitching staff, and I think that's off the chart. It's something you sometimes take for granted. The rest is, I think, if you do the homework a little bit, look what he's done on blocked balls. But obviously, you look at the stolen bases, and as I said today, that's what you're so proud of, is that you can it gives him the confidence when he can do that, and he knows he can do it, and a lot of it's technical. I think he's improving every day, and we're from where we started, I think we've leaps and bounds.
Don, after Jesse gave up the home run, can you just talk about the way that you guys were able to sort of battle back and get it close there into the ninth?
Yeah, again, I thought Casey kept us in the ball game. We liked the matchup with Jesse out there. I think Upton was 4-for-20 off him, you know, and it just he happened to hang a pitch again, maybe being tired, but. Jesse, our Jansen and Frankie kept us in the ballgame, and then the back-to-back home run is exactly this offense, as we know, is capable of putting some runs on the board. And we could have easily, after the three-run home run, especially after last night's performance, shut it down. And I think you look in the dugout at the end there, and guys were on their feet.
Just to follow up on that, John Farrell update. He was here this morning, and how's he feeling, and what's his prognosis?
Yeah, John came in today, and it's day-to-day. I think he feels good. He's still a little bit weak from it, and we'll know more as we go forward. And as soon as I leave here, I'm going to check on him again.
And hopefully that check results in happy things. John Farrell is ill, and it's no fun being sick, especially when you've got pneumonia. And he may be back in uniform for tomorrow's game, game three of this four-game series between the Blue Jays and the Rays, and Tampa has taken the first two. They win today 6-5. We will take a quick look at the scoreboard and see what Hurricane Irene has wrought as the postgame continues. This is the Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here at Rogers Center, Blue Jays try to come back from 6-2 down, but wind up falling 6-5 to the Tampa Bay Rays. J.P. Arencibia throws out three runners trying to steal. The Jays almost turn a triple play, but they lose it. 6-5 the final. Elsewhere, they're in their second rain delay. Boston leading Oakland 9-2 through 7. Hurricane Irene wreaking havoc there. They've already washed out a doubleheader in Baltimore between the Yankees and Orioles, and another one in Philadelphia between the Marlins and the Phillies. We're back at it tomorrow. We have a roof if it rains. Brandon Morrow and David Price were on the air at 12:30 Eastern Time for a 107 first pitch. You've been listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Rogers, a proud partner of the Toronto Blue Jays. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Blue Jays Radio Network. For Jerry Howard, Alan Ashby, Tom Young, Joe Sicilia, and Joel McFadden, I'm Mike Wilner. Good night from Toronto.